Harper Audio presents Edge of Evil by J.A. Jantz, performed by Kirsten Kairos. Copyright 2006 by J.A. Jantz. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. A pair of headlights inched down Schnebley Hill Road, down from the Mogollon Rim, toward Red Rock-rimmed Sedona, 11 treacherous miles below. Had anyone been able to see through the falling snow, they might have thought the vehicle was traversing the sheer cliff face itself. Less than half a mile from the top, at a spot where the road made a hairpin turn back into a canyon, an older model Chevy Yukon came to a stop. With the engine still running, a door opened. Someone stepped out into the falling snow. The door slammed shut quietly, very quietly, the sound muffled by the heavy wet flakes. For a few seconds, nothing at all happened, and for a while after, it seemed as though nothing would. Then slowly, very slowly, the SUV inched forward. Rather than following the narrow roadway that wound back into the safety of the mountain, the Yukon instead moved forward, straight out and over the edge. The burning headlights cut through the darkness and the falling snow as the Yukon arched downward. In clear weather, the explosion of metal as the vehicle slammed into the first outcropping of rock would have echoed up and down the canyon walls. But on this snowy March night, it was muffled too. As the Yukon continued its deadly end-over-end tumble, a body flew soundlessly out through one of the smashed windows and landed limp and lifeless as a rag doll, its shattered arms flung around the base of a scrubby pine. Without its passenger, the Yukon continued on its destructive path, tumbling on and on, down and down. One by one, headlights and taillights were extinguished. When the vehicle finally came to rest, the interior dome light came on briefly. After a few minutes, that too went out. Then there was silence. Utter silence. On the snow-covered track far above, a single person stood and watched, peering through the snow, searching for any sign of life coming from the scattered wreckage. Finally, after several long minutes, satisfied that no one could have survived that terrible downward plunge, the coat-shrouded figure turned and trudged back the way the Yukon had come. Within minutes, the telltale impressions of hiking boots had been totally obliterated. Before long, the tire tracks leaving the roadway had disappeared as well. All that was left was silence and the falling snow.